Yo, Chad, what if I told you there's a platform that could completely revolutionize your hiring strategy in a matter of hours?
Yeah, I'd call bullshit.
Well, it's not bullshit with AI for jobs powered by our friends at This Way Global.
Okay, I'm listening.
While everyone else is fishing in the same old talent pools, AI for jobs can source over 160 million diverse candidate profiles. This Way Global has established unique partnerships with over 8,500 trusted diversity partners.
So wait a minute. All of the hard on the groundwork is already done.
That's right, cowboy. You can discover 300 qualified candidates per job rec instantly.
Wow.
It's like having a candidate sourcing magic wand.
Dude, if you had a magic wand, you would have Mexican pizzas all day.
Stop distracting me, Sowash. AI for Jobs advanced matching algorithm analyzes past applicants using trillions of historical matching events and over 1,600 data points.
Now that is what AI should be doing, saving recruiters time on sourcing while they provide a white glove candidate experience.
Let's wrap this shit up. I'm hungry.
Listen up, kids. Revolutionize your hiring process today by jumping over to thiswayglobal.com and checking out AI for Jobs, where you can learn more about how to leverage AI for your recruiting instead of just writing poems and grocery lists.
That is thiswayglobal.com. We out.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Sowash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese podcast.
Oh, yeah. We are live at Transform in Las Vegas, day two. Day two, and it feels like day 10.
Rough.
This is Frank Sinatra's favorite podcast, a.k.a. the Chad and Cheese Podcast. I'm your co-host, Joel Cheeseman. Joined as always, the blue man to my group, Chad Sowash,
got
is
the
in
haircut.
The house. As we welcome Kristen Boyle, VP of Marketing at Higher Road.
Higher Road.
Aren't we a bunch of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed individuals this morning?
Have we all had our coffee yet?
Yes.
No, I have not.
I've had some, but I need more.
Caffeinated, motivated, ready to go. Thank you guys for having me.
No worries. Chris, a lot of our listeners don't know who you are. Give us a Twitter bio about you and a little bit about the company.
Yeah, quick personal brand here. So I have been at Higher Road for about 6 weeks, pretty new. Previously, I was at PandaLogic. Before that, at Amazon Advertising, at Indeed. So
Indeed, the Death Star.
The Death Star.
How long were you there?
He who shall not be named. I was there for 5 years.
Okay.
That was my foray into HR tech. Got me hooked.
That seems about like the ceiling for most people.
Yeah.
5 years is about
I'd say so.
The norm.
Saw a lot of things. It was
got
yeah,
it. Got
interesting
it.
Time.
And you reside where?
I am in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. New Jersey. Okay, so Higher Road. Never heard of it. What's going on here?
That's what I'm here to fix.
Thank God you're there.
I know.
How does a company like that nab a talent like you?
Well, I appreciate that. They have kind of revamped all of their leadership team. Higher Road has been around, rebranded from Ascendre, which is an Australian ATS.
A government ATS, apparently.
A government ATS.
How exciting is that? Not just an ATS, but an Australian ATS.
Yes.
And a government ATS.
Yeah, right. Things
the
I
trifecta.
Didn't think I'd be learning about the Australian government.
Things you'll never hear again in your life.
Right. But so Higher Road has a bunch of other products, most notably a People Insight by Higher Road, which is people analytics, also comes from another acquisition, but they rebranded to Higher Road about 2 years ago. A new CEO and new leadership team started in the last 6 months, really strong HR tech talent and expertise. So it's really a good time to be here. It's good marketing challenge to come in and try to clean up our brand identity a bit. And that's why I'm here today.
Yeah. There are a lot of marketing folks that listen to the show, maybe starting in the industry. Their boss has said, you got to listen to Chad and Cheese if you want to know what's going on.
You're not wrong.
They're listening to you now. What kind of tips would you give a newbie in the industry to find success, particularly with a brand that's new and hopefully growing?
It's a really good question. I'll let you know when I think
haven't quite cracked that nut yet.
No, I mean, it's been, I think, a good first few weeks of just ramping up. I think you get to know your audience. I'm talking to a lot of customers from all of our different products, trying to find the commonalities. I was saying earlier, you know, yeah, you've got your Australian government and then you've got your HR ops in the US, right? It's a different audience. So trying to just understand who your audiences are and how to best connect with them.
But to go from Indeed, where everyone returns your call, everyone knows who you are, to this has to be a challenge. How do you get over that?
That's a really good point. And I think that's where, I mean, HR tech is all about partnerships and who you know. And I think that's, you know, events like Transform are a great opportunity. We're trying to introduce a lot of partnerships, you know, not just tech partnerships, but referrals, resellers, all of that is going to go a long way for HireRoad, which they haven't really had that yet.
So Ascendre has been around since 1997.
That's right.
So there's a lot of baggage, but you got a new game or a new name. So talk about that a little bit. I think that would be pretty exhilarating to be able to come in. You've got an organization that's been around for a while, so obviously they're successful, right?
That's right.
And you're trying to change the face. What was the reason for the rebrand? Help us out.
Yeah, I mean, so we are owned by a private equity firm, and there's, of course, challenges that come with that, with branding and kind of consistency across the different entities that we have. HireRoad, I think, you know, in the time we're leaning into the recruitment to the ATS products that we have, you know, there's the play on HR, HireRoad, but all decisions made before I joined, I will say. But Ascendre has a really solid brand awareness in Australia, and we're not selling to, you know, outside of Australia to Ascendre. So that brand, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty solid, and we're continuing to build up the Ascendre brand in Australia.
Okay.
But HireRoad, it's a clean slate, and we are figuring out who we want to be as a brand. We're leaning into our people analytics product, which is incredibly impressive. There's a lot of white space there that we're excited about. But yeah, it's sort of handling these two brands, these two different sets of solutions, two different audiences, and how to connect the dots. So I'm still figuring that all out.
So one is focused on the public sector. The other one's going to be focused on the private sector. That's going to be a huge difference in marketing and messaging. And do they understand that? Do they get that?
Yeah, I would say so. And again, we're still building out. Ascendre has had the blessing of not needing a ton of marketing to be successful over the last 20 years. Uh-huh. The Australian government, from as I'm learning quickly, is a lot about referrals. And
it's a money machine too.
Yes, it is. And we're doing quite well in the referral space. We have a lot of happy customers, which leads to more new customers. So that doesn't mean that there's not opportunity for some good marketing. And Ascendre does sell to some non-government audiences in Australia as well. So I think there's opportunity there, and to introduce people analytics to those Australian customers. So, you know, that's where there will be more marketing in the coming months in Australia. But right now we're really leaning into our existing customers and keeping them happy.
Smart.
As a marketing person and an Australian aficionado, how do we bring Foster's beer back to what it was in the 80s in the US?
Which everybody on the podcast in Australia is like, nobody drinks Foster's.
Yeah, okay. I had a Bloomin' Onion for breakfast, by the way. It's a great hangover cure. Okay, for real questions now. You talked about data. You said it's impressive. What's some new data points that has caught your eye that might appeal to our audience?
Yeah, so I think with people analytics, it's like, everyone knows it's important. You've got your different HR tech systems. I've been in the talent acquisition side of things. You've got your ATS data, you know, some good insights, cost per hire, time to hire. It's amazing what you can do when you can connect the dots across all of your different tech systems. Uh-huh. And succession planning, I think, is one that's maybe in a post-COVID reality, but cross industries, we are seeing so many of our customers interested in succession planning, talent retention, internal mobility, right? To kind of go against the great resignation that we have seen.
How do we tie in analytics to succession plans? How does that work?
I think it's a combination. You know, you're identifying who your top talent is through performance data, but it's not just, you don't just stop there, right? It's what are they doing? You know, how are they engaged? Let's look at employee engagement data. Let's look at learning and development data to see if they're getting the training and the upskilling that they need. Let's look at our turnover trends and how that's trending with our HRIS data, you know, by gender, by our DEI audiences, by team, what trends, how can we proactively identify some issues with turnover and get ahead of it, and to prevent and kind of foster succession planning.
So we've talked about everything thus far, especially the data piece. One thing you haven't said, AI.
I'm jaded. I've been at an AI company. As Chad knows, I was saying it's refreshing to have a conversation without AI, but of course it's ever present. We are, again, I think our product is, we have a new chief product officer who just came in, really exciting roadmap of AI to come. We already recently rolled out like unstructured data analysis. So looking at data like exit survey data, right?
Yeah.
Just hundreds of interviews. And it's more than just sentiment analysis, which for exit interviews are going to be predominantly negative. But it's how are we kind of distilling the key insights from all of that unstructured data through AI. And then, of course, some of the more exciting parts when it comes to people analytics, like predictive analytics and generating insights from all of the analytics that we have. So all of that is coming. But I think we still have some really great data transformation through just machine learning, right? I think it's kind of ever present in all technology, and we very much have that with People Insight.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been around since 1997. Large language models love data. The secret sauce of any AI platform is data.
That's right.
I mean, you've got nothing but data. I mean, obviously you've got tech stacks and whatnot, but for me, that would be incredibly exciting. Now, I understand it's going to be more Australian data. It's not outside of that, but at least you can start setting up models. Is that something that's pretty exciting? Because I mean, yes, AI is not forefront in the conversation yet, but it's going to be.
It is. And I think, I mean, that AI story is going to look a little different across our ATS products versus people analytics. I think the focus is for AI and people analytics, where yes, we can very much connect our current products to our people insight, but it's really about our customers' data. And so that's what we're working with our customers to get every single data set that they have that they can continue feeding us, so that, to your point, we can continue with the machine learning and building and collecting those insights. And we have historical data through People Insights. So we're sort of focused on that. I don't know if we're pulling in the Australian government data into that quite yet, but it is an opportunity.
Okay, listener, how can you help your employees become more productive? I have answers. How about automating manual and repetitive tasks, giving meaning to data, then allowing that data to actually drive decisions? And how about matching people to your jobs quicker?
Well, wait. The Chad and Cheese has a new LLM?
No, Cheeseman. I'm talking about TextKernel.
Ah, okay. That makes more sense. What I'm hearing is the groundbreaking concept of, wait for it, simplicity. Seriously, TextKernel cuts through the complexities like a tortilla chip through some hot nacho cheese.
Oh my God, really? Nacho references already. Anyways, TextKernel brings efficiency and productivity to your operations. TextKernel seamlessly unifies your tools and data to drive efficiencies and success.
TextKernel is creating new opportunities for your recruitment journey, kind of like adding guac to my barbacoa burrito.
Oh my God. How about extracting meaningful insights from data? I mean, that's something. Swiftly matching people with jobs, automating repetitive tasks. Who knew such advanced concepts were even possible in the land of human resources?
We did, Chad. We did. Dude, wrap it up. I'm a little hungry.
Imagine that. Okay, listener, get ready to use today's tech to drive efficiencies and productivity. Visit TextKernel.com. That's TextKernel.com.
Nachos.
We talked about the promotion side, the succession side. I want to go to the dark side of that and talk about layoffs and getting rid of people, for lack of a better phrase. Obviously, people use the data to see the underperformers or the low performers. Are we at a point where laying people off through AI and not having those hard conversations?
Here we go.
Do you see that coming? Because I do.
I think Amazon model.
Laying people off.
No comment.
Laying people off is really hard. And during the pandemic, it was convenient to have Zoom calls where people were laid off or text messages. And it seems like that could be easily automated and that discomfort could go away. You're shaking your head like, no, but why not?
I choose to be more optimistic than that. I think AI can
help.
Thank you. Right? You have to be. I think AI can certainly help facilitate getting to the layoffs, right? It's uncovering skills gaps, uncovering the performance trends, helping kind of the rankings or whatever you might be using for your AI for to kind of identify the lower performers. I don't know if I see AI getting us to a point where press a button and a robot's delivering the message.
We saw
for
how
you.
That worked at Amazon, right? The optics for it, number
exactly.
one. And then number two, from a brand standpoint, well, in that case, you've got customer brand, right? Consumer brand, and then you have the employer brand. And it
right.
killed both of those.
Right. And you've already got to watch yourself with unhappy people that yeah. you're laying off. You uh-huh. want to protect yourself as a company. I think companies should tread lightly there, I think, to watch out from a legal perspective.
Well, how about the female who put some hard questions to the
yeah.
the HR folks about why am I getting fired, you know, 90 yeah. days into this?
On TikTok?
I've gotten all good reviews. Yes on TikTok.
Exactly.
So you risk that. Curious. So it seems like the data would be a very good way to start seeing cracks in the pavement for employees. So you don't get to the point of no return.
Exactly.
Like you can start seeing things in the data and analyzing that with AI to say like, we need to target Chad because he's falling
he's
down
go.
And we need to save him before he falls down. Do you see that with your product and your customers?
Yeah, I think we're literally seeing with people analytics, it's like what some kind of trends, some issues that might go uncovered if you're looking at them in a silo, when you can actually connect the dots and, you know, whether it's there's Chad or it's this particular audience in our company. Again, if it's, you know, certain functions or certain managers or certain demographics are suffering and we're seeing trends there, let's get ahead of it. Let's put HR practices in place to
yeah.
stop gap, right? And not just kind of looking at data in a silo, you might not see that full picture. So we see a lot of our customers looking at the full picture. I was saying it's like going to Mayo Clinic, getting the full body scan that you can't really see uh-huh. in an individual doctor's appointment, if you will.
Well, and you've got L&D, right? So you've got
yep.
learning development, not to mention, I would assume, you know, that would be amazing for coaching. This is all focused in that area.
Yep.
So being able to connect those dots to ensure that first and foremost, you're focusing on making sure that person gets more productive and you can retain them. Hopefully they are more productive and
right.
you can retain them, because Lord knows it is expensive as hell to be able to not offboard somebody, but then go find somebody else and then onboard.
Exactly. The cost is incredible. And I think, you know, we have customers using our learning product, and it's one thing, you know, for HR to be like, yep, we rolled out our uh-huh. L&D, check that box, we're good. But then we go back to them. All right, is it working? Well, I don't know. People are taking our courses, sort of. Right? So, all right, let's look at the bigger picture. Let's tie it back to some other performance data, so engagement data. So it's sort of looking at the bigger picture. But I think that's the beauty of the people analytics, is just connecting the dots.
The experience I've had with analytics and people who use them is you have kind of two sets of users. One is like, give me the 30,000 foot view. Give me the big picture. And then you have the geeks that are like, give me the spreadsheet. Give it all to me now.
Yep.
How do you balance that as a product?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I will say, I don't think we are at the one model stage where we're ready to kind of geek out and give you all of the raw data, you know, behind the scenes coding to kind of enable analysts. That's not our end goal. We want to be accessible, right? We want an HR professional, you know, whether you're an HR analyst or not, we don't want you to have to work too hard. We actually, so People yeah. Insight was built on a consultancy. So we have a team of analysts who are, you know, it's like, what are your business goals? How can we customize our data sets, our
right.
visualizations? What is the executive dashboard that you need to share with your leadership?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get that together. So it's very simple.
So you customize a dashboard.
Yep.
Which is just a snapshot. If people want to get deeper, that's their thing. But your goal is, if the CEO wants to log in and see, he's going to see his stuff, head of HR is going to see their stuff.
We've got customized dashboards. We also have the detailed reporting, right? So it's a series of visualizations. But, you know, executive dashboard is the first thing you see when
yep.
you log in. Now, if you as the user want to go in and filter by team, by, you know, by any data cut that you want, you can do that.
And you have consultants to help with that.
And I think that's big, because I think what we see, or what we're hearing from customers, is that a lot of these people, you know, they're not data experts. So if you tweak one thing with your data in Workday, is that going to now screw up everything else from all the charts that you've built?
Of course it is.
Right. And
it's like, Workday.
Yeah. And so that's where our, you know, we have a great team of analysts who are like, oh yeah, we've done that before. We got you. We know what to do so that you don't have to kind of troubleshoot. It kind of just makes it easier. So, you know, we're the people's people analytics.
I think it's always been the obstacle to make sense of the data. The data is pretty much structured data has always been there,
right?
And you can lay it in front of them, but it doesn't, for most people, it doesn't make sense, right? So you've got to make sense of the data. That sounds like what you guys are really focusing on doing.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we're not there to, and that's where I think the predictive analytics, there's a lot of opportunities to kind of further how much we can just hand over to you. There's no work involved, but I think it's also, you know, we incorporate benchmarking data, we incorporate trend data so that we're making it really easy for you to understand what you're looking at and what does good look like? What does underperforming look like? But we're also, I think that's where our team of analysts comes in, but then it's partnering with customers say, like, all right, what are you going to do about it, right? Like, what changes are you going to make? And I think it's really empowering to HR to be able to make those, you know, come to the table with those suggestions.
Are you struggling to attract the talent you need today? Do you lack visibility into where your recruitment ad dollars are really going? There's a better way. Acquire ROI is a programmatic job advertising platform built to optimize your budget and supercharge hiring. Acquire ROI automatically manages and measures recruitment ads across job boards, so you can allocate your budget based on insights, not hunches. Get to quality candidates faster and cost-effectively scale hiring across roles, all while gaining complete visibility and control over your recruitment marketing investments. Say goodbye to manual guesswork, inconsistent performance, and wasted spending. And hello to optimized automated campaigns that produce qualified applicants. At Acquire ROI, we make job advertising easy. Visit us at acquireroi.com and start transforming your talent acquisition today.
Incredibly competitive space.
Just a bit, yeah.
Talk about the competitive landscape, how you guys are different, and how you sort of get that message to the customers.
Like against a Vizier, right? Because Vizier's like the monolith right now.
They are the monolith. I will say, and this is again 6 weeks in, I would say compared to Vizier, we are 90% of the value for 25% of the price.
Oh, hello. That's good.
Yeah, right?
You must be in marketing.
I know. I mean, I haven't got clearance to put that on my website yet, but I'm saying it to you guys. We are fast and affordable. And we are, I think when talking to companies of all sizes who are taking their first step into people analytics, we started with Zendesk when they were 1,000 people. And, you know, now they've grown to 6x that. And we've been, you know, before they had a people analytics hire, they used us. We partnered with KPMG who said, we're going to use you guys until we build it in-house ourselves. 7 years later, it's still happening, right?
Why?
So
it
takes a lot to invest. And if you're investing in a Vizier, well upwards of hundreds of thousands of dollars, potentially months of implementation, we kind of pride ourselves on get us the data. You'll see value in 5 days. We're up and running in 5 days and we integrate with everybody and we're very affordable. So that in and of itself to me is like a no-brainer.
Joel, you know what I'm hearing? Knocking on the door of the United States.
Opportunities knocking.
The United States. It's what you guys really haven't really tried to engage and or invade, right? That's, you know, as well as we do. That's not easy.
Ain't easy.
That is not easy, right? So what's the focus on go-to-market? Is it going to be partnerships? Is it going to be trying to go after those big brands? What are you guys going to try to do?
Yeah, so I think we are kind of narrowing our focus on who we're going after compared to, say, programmatic, where there's, or recruitment in general, right? There's certain industries that have different strategies, different approaches. You have a more narrow target audience. I think people analytics can be relevant to everyone. We're really looking at smaller customers, smaller companies who are growing, who are getting into this space, who have multiple point solutions in their tech stack and need to connect the dots. So that's where we're going after. I think partnerships are huge opportunities. We're partnering with even like HR consultants who are like, all right, we use your data and then we go and fix the problems that you've identified in your people insight. So I think partnerships is to me the name of the game. I'm here to kind of help with the brand awareness. How are we going to get in with the right groups? I think, you know, I'm still trying to figure out with ATSs, right? Getting in an ATS marketplace, I think there's a huge opportunity there. Just because we sell ATS, I think there's historical, it's like, well, you have an ATS, so you're a competitor. But people analytics, again, by partnering and integrating with anybody, we're kind of a natural partner for an ATS. So I think there's big opportunities we're looking at this year.
So we should be expecting the Super Bowl ad next year. Is that what you're saying?
After Indeed and Amazon, I'm taking myself out of
you're
the Super
over
Bowl.
The big boys.
I'm now a watcher and a fan. I'd like to not be stressed out the day of the Super Bowl.
You like the feisty small company, like the Rocky Balboa coming into America,
that's
making
right.
things happen.
Exactly.
That is Kristen Boyle, everybody, from Higher Road. Kristen, for our listeners who want to know more about the company or connect with you, where do you send them?
Yes, reach out on LinkedIn, Kristen Boyle, and you know, higherroad.com. Pretty straightforward. We would love to connect. And thank you guys for having me. It's been really great.
Thanks for coming.
That's I'll get some more coffee.
Someone pass the coffee. Another one is in the can. Chad, we out.
We out.
Thank you for listening to, what's it called? A podcast. The Chad. The Cheese. Brilliant. They talk about recruiting. They talk about technology. But most of all, they talk about nothing. Just a lot of shout-outs of people you don't even know. And yet, you're listening. It's incredible. And not one word about cheese. Not one, cheddar, blue, nacho, pepper jack, Swiss. So many cheeses and not one word. So weird. Anywho, be sure to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. That way you won't miss an episode. And while you're at it, visit www.chadcheese.com. Just don't expect to find any recipes for grilled cheese. It's so weird. We out!
How much do you understand the future of finance? I'm Jim Roos, a top 10 banking influencer and host of the podcast Banking Transformed, where we dive deeply into the rapidly evolving world of banking and financial technology. Join me as I interview industry experts, thought leaders, and innovators as they unravel the latest banking trends, disruptions, and game-changing technologies reshaping the world of finance. Redefine your understanding of the banking ecosystem. Subscribe now to Banking Transformed, available wherever you get your podcasts, and now available on YouTube.